AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Go loud.
You're very welcome back to Open Book. As you may know, we wrapped up season 3 a couple of weeks ago, and I'm in full-on wedding prep mode at the moment, which is kind of taking a lot of my time. But we are planning for season 4 in the new year, and in the meantime I've been re-listening and kind of reminiscing on the last season and picking out my favorite parts from a couple of the different episodes. And I thought, with the budget 2026 having just come out, this little snippet from my episode with Muireann O'Connell would be really interesting. She's chatting about the housing crisis, her take on it as someone who's just bought a house, as someone who's been in bidding wars. I just think she has a lot of, I suppose, knowledge in the area and an interesting opinion to share, I think. So you spent a lot of time trying to get on the Dublin housing ladder.
Oh, yeah.
So we're currently renting and it's an absolute nightmare. Like, I mean, we're getting married, with enough going on, you know, but I don't know how we'll ever step on to that. It's like a nightmare. It's so hard, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all over. Like, Limerick is the place where you can't get houses at all at them. Like, it is increased almost the most nationally in the past year.
Oh, really?
The Limerick housing market. When you look at what's available on DAF to rent and what's available on Airbnb, that's mm-hmm. absolutely shocking all around the country. Mm-hmm. But it's just that the process is the Wild West. You mm-hmm. know, talking to friends who are in Australia and they're like, the house goes up. This is the price of the house. Someone bids. There you go. You get yourself a house. And it's done in like 10 days.
Yeah.
Whereas in Ireland, because you can put a house up just to see what you'd be able to get for your house. You mightn't want to sell your house. Mm-hmm. You might just want to see how much could we get.
Yeah.
You're allowed to do that. Someone can come in and gazump, which is definitely happening in the Irish market, where you go sale agreed and next thing someone says, I'll give you 50 grand more. And then the sale falls through.
Yeah.
Because the conveyancing laws are all over the place. So there's so many problems. It's supply, but also the process itself. It takes so long to go through it. I've seen women weep. Like one day, I keep on talking about this woman. She had a child and she was pregnant and she walked in and the house was already 140 grand over asking price.
Shouldn't even be allowed to happen. Like, what?
Like that. And you're like, it's crazy. And she just turned around and walked out and she started crying.
Mm.
And like, she was really like, that baby was coming.
Mm.
And they were renters and they were like, we might be homeless. Because there's the hidden homeless as well.
There needs to be something brought in where you have a bit more security in a rental. I think that's the one thing that kind of scares me, is like we're happy where we are right now. Don't see us moving anytime soon.
Yeah.
But like, what if that's pulled from under us? You know, we don't have that control, especially with the market. Like, it probably would make sense for them to sell. You know, who knows?
And there's the corporate landlords and there's the mom and pop landlords. Mm. Like, I know some people who have a house and they rent it out and they're like, listen, it's my pension. And I'm not increasing it. We're all good. That's grand. Mm. And then another friend who was renting with the Vulture Fund, they had more information than, they had to give more information to rent their house than we gave for our mortgage. I was like, what the hell is going on here? And the increases were just, it was just really bloody expensive.
Mm.
It just feels a bit more than dysfunctional. I think it feels very hopeless
mm-hmm.
for an awful lot of people. I'm older and I don't have children. For people who have children and they can't get on the housing market, and then what if they don't have parents to fall back on? You know what I mean?
And you know, while I was on Ireland M talking about last year about childcare, so like that's something that's on my mind, is like we need to be somewhere where we're going to be so that Jude can start in school, so we know where he's going to be going to school, so we can have his name down.
Yeah.
And we can't move anywhere until we have, you know, a creche for him, because
it took us like more than a year to get him in a
into the crèche that you're currently in now.
And that was actually just a bit of luck as well, and more than a year.
So you'd kind of have to go, right, scattergun.
Actually, probably nearly 2 years, because I put him on the list as soon as I found out I was pregnant.
So what are you, like, how are you meant to plan?
You can't.
Like, you can't plan your life.
So what you're supposed to do, so these are the thoughts now that keep me awake when I'm worrying, and I'm like, you kind of just need to park them and say, let's hope it becomes more normal at some stage, you know, the whole market. And
but that's kind of great, because schools, hard to get into schools, right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, depending on, I guess, depending on the area. In our area, it's hard to get
in your area, catchment area. Like, let's children with autism at the minute, like the amount of them that do not have school places. All of this is compounding issues with how, like, just the whole system isn't joined up. And so you are kind of going, where is our future? If you wanted to buy someplace,
I have no idea. You're like, I'm so excited. I can't wait to, like, in 10 years' time, look back and be like, remember that time where you didn't know? Now you know. It'll all be fine, and I know it'll be fine. But you know when you're in that position where you're like, well, we need to do something about it in the next couple of years, but I don't know where to start, do you know?
Because it is, it's just, will he have a place to go to school?
Yeah, and then you look at the market, and as you know, it's just like...
I know.
We wait, you know?
I know, there's always, you're going to move home. You're going to move home. Did you move home?
I don't know. I'd never say never.
It is. It's just, I think it's kind of creating that sense of community. Isn't that what it's like?
Did you consider moving to Limerick?
No.
No.
No, 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 no. Like, I don't think I'll be in Dublin forever. Mm. But not right now. Both of our lives.
Yeah, our work is here.
But it is creating community. I see all these things about downsizing and throwing on granny flats, and we're going to do this tax-free.
Cabins out the back.
And I'm like, so if they wanted to downsize, and I know that the system is broken, and we're looking at Japan where all these people kind of come together to create these big sort of, they're not nursing homes, they buy these houses and, you know, widows live together. But this downsizing malarkey for some people who have built a whole community. Like, if someone said to my mother to downsize because my father's dead, and why can't she live in a smaller house? Where would she get to live? There's no place to live near where she lives. Because her whole community is there. Her friends are on her road. Her bridge club. Like, all of the things that she does are in that one area. And asking people to move out of that area so someone else can have a house. I just think that's an issue. And I'm seeing it. There's a campaign at the minute about downsizing for people. I'm like, hold on a second now.
There needs to be another option.
There needs to be something else. You can't make people feel guilty for wanting to stay where they have created a life for decades.
Of course, yeah. Yeah.
Which is what you're hoping to do. You want to build a life where your kid will be in school down the road for the rest of life.
I know, it's mad. And then also, I suppose, when you're not from, like, we're, Mark and I are not from Dublin, so it's...
Yeah.
We could really go anywhere.
You could go anywhere, but then you want to do, without having a kid, I always find I'm not tethered to anything.
Like, yeah.
Like, I want to join the local GAA club. I want to feel tethered to a place.
Yeah.
That's what children bring.
Community. Yeah.
They do. Like, you're going off doing stuff with them at the weekend. Like, my friend, I get video calls from her, and her little fella plays GAA and tots. Like, they're barely bigger than the ball, but she's made so many friends in this new area she's moved to.
Yes.
Because of her children. Or her child. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.